Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 199. Today we are going to deal with a very common medical condition called Bell's palsy or facial palsy. It comes under the discussion on skeletal muscles because here in the case of Bell's palsy, there are paralysis and weakness of the facial muscles of one side of the face. The biological conflict is a localized one and it may be expressed as loss of face. In other words, I lost my face or I lost my image. It is necessary to remember that the white stroke or sympathicotonic stroke also can cause paralysis of facial muscles due to motor conflict, which we will study later. In some other conditions where there develops a brain edema very close to the control center of the facial muscles, also can occur facial paralysis when the brain edema is expelled during the epileptoid crisis. In such cases, there are no biological conflicts of motor conflict or self-devaluation conflict affecting the facial muscles. Example is the brain relay in the case of program of the inner ear. By doing a brain CT scan, we can differentiate whether the facial palsy is caused by a biological conflict or the result of a brain edema located in close vicinity of the brain relay of the facial muscles. Due to the fact that the facial muscles are supplied by the seventh cranial nerve called facial nerve, and that the facial nerve also supplies the front two-thirds of the tongue, the upper eyelid muscles, the tear ducts, and the stapedius muscle of the ear, there will be tongue weakness with affection of the speech and swallowing, incomplete closure of the eyelid, excessive tearing, and a heightened sound sensitivity called hyperacusis, in addition to the paralysis or weakness of the facial muscles in a case of Bell's palsy. Twitchings of the facial muscles or facial tics occur during the epileptoid crisis of the program of the facial muscles. Recently, I got the case of a 10-year-old boy who was getting chemical drugs to stop epileptic seizures for the last 2 years. I could save the boy both from the so-called disease and from the drugs with the knowledge of German new medicine. His mother was working as a nurse in the UK. Neurologist advised parents to put the boy under epileptic drugs because he had very severe facial twitchings of left side of his face. When I probed to find a DHS of both motor conflict and self-devaluation conflict, the boy revealed for the first time to me that he had a very terrible dream previous to his development of facial twitchings. His dream was like this. He was going through the streets of his town with his younger brother and his playmate, who was also his younger cousin brother. Suddenly, a fierce stranger appeared with a knife in his hand. He tried to save his younger brother but could not. He saw in the dream that his younger brother was stabbed to death by this stranger. He had never revealed this to anyone else before. It was the loss of his image as a guardian of his younger brother that triggered the facial program. I have earlier published a case of my nephew who was just married and who had lost his job immediately after marriage. The DHS was when another distant relative came to his house and narrated about all the financial advancements of three of her children. He got facial palsy next day of her visit. I remember another case of a boy of 9 years from Sharjah, UAE. He had facial twitchings following a consultation with an ENT surgeon 1 month back. He had put cut paper balls inside his right ear. His mother could not remove the paper balls. He was taken to an ENT specialist who, along with his nurse, forced the boy onto a table for a longer time without allowing him to move his head. This happened 1 month back and he developed facial twitchings or facial tics thereafter. It was really the knowledge of GNM that helped me to understand his facial tic and give GNM therapy to the boy as well as to the mother. I remember an old case of an unmarried girl who developed right-sided twitchings of facial muscles for several years. She was in her 40s when she came to me. One day, while she was attending an intense type of prayers in a group, she screamed loudly and fainted, which caught the attention of all participants. The embarrassment she had was explained by me as she lost her face. Thereafter, her tics themselves, occurring every 2 to 5 minutes, were the cause of losing her face in front of others and the reason for its chronicity. I know a boy who developed facial twitchings following his talk with his father over phone from a very remote country. He knows that his mother, who is with him, is not intimately connected with his father, and his father is not up to the expectation of the boy. He felt as if he lost his face, and the unexpected call by his father was a DHS for his facial twitchings. Friends, knowledge of GNM gives you the right understanding of all so-called diseases in the most perfect manner possible. Please do not neglect its learning. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.